From Streamline Publishing, the Radio and Television Business Report, and Radio Inc., welcome to another Hispanic Radio Podcast. It's a weekly audio broadcast designed for busy executives and broadcast professionals who wish to learn more about the U.S. Hispanic audience. Hi, my name is Adam R. Jacobson. I am your host, and it is my pleasure to welcome to our latest podcast the co-president and COO of ALMA, an ad agency specializing in multicultural audiences based in Miami. He is also the chairman of the board of the Culture Marketing Council, the voice of Hispanic marketing, and has been in that role since November of 2017. Let's welcome Isaac Mizrahi. Hi, how are you today?
Hey, Adam, how are you?
I'm wonderful. It's great to have you on this podcast today because as we look at the upfront season for television, there certainly is a lot of broadcast media that is probably very interested in perhaps pitching their pluses to the brand managers and the CMOs of the world. So from the marketing perspective and from the multicultural marketing perspective, where Hispanic radio sits is a question that I think a lot of people listening in right now have. From your vantage point, from both at the ad agency and at the Culture Marketing Council, just where is Hispanic radio? Is it on the radar? And if so, does it play a very important role with some of your clients?
I think that, you know, Hispanic radio should be in the radar screen. I'm a big believer that using the right mix of different options is the best solution. And radio is definitely part of the right mix. We have been seeing the strengthening of the Hispanic radio over the past few years, which is a great thing to witness. And I think there are several reasons behind this success that radio is having and the success that we believe that Hispanic radio is going to have in the next few years.
Mm-hmm. What are some of those success points, if you will? You say that there are at least one or two out there. Yep. What's really top of the list for you?
Well, first of all, I think the nature of radio being so connected to the local market, the local city, the local DMA is extremely important. I think it allows advertisers and agencies to capture the nuances that each market has. These nuances can be captured from different perspectives, the type of music that people like, the type of sports that they like, the local culture, what's happening in that marketplace when it comes to the Hispanic culture. So that local connection, this micro-local connection is extremely important to increase relevancy. At the end of the day, the role of advertising is one of the biggest roles is to increase relevancy to the advertisers' brands. The second thing, which I think that sometimes people forget and we see several advertisers taking advantage of that, is the bridge that local radio allows from a trade and an event standpoint, like radio remotes, van hits, sweepstakes that allows the client to monetize the radio benefit from a trade standpoint, creating integrated promotions with local retailers. This is extremely relevant. This can create foot traffic and can create additional experimentation and trial for brands. And finally, as I mentioned, the local events. There are a lot of advertisers that want to be connected to sports, music, and other local events, and they try to create their own events. And what we tell advertisers and clients is, basically, before you developing your own events, why don't you try partnering, co-sponsoring local events through the radio partnerships. Radio stations can open significant doors. They have significant leverage from a negotiation standpoint. So you actually can try your brand connection in a local market and a music event and a music concert, a sports concert through the radio station. So there are a lot of reasons why I'm excited about Hispanic radio.
I love those reasons. Now, is there one particular category that you're seeing as most active with Spanish language radio or English language radio serving Hispanic communities across the U.S.?
I believe that Hispanic radio can serve several different categories. I think the most obvious that we see a lot of traction is consumer goods, exactly for the reasons that I mentioned to you on trade connections. I think there are some companies that understand these possibilities. But honestly, financial services, QSR, automobiles, I think all of them can benefit from stronger Hispanic radio plans.
Now, I understand that you have a radio industry background before you got into Alma and any of that. Didn't you work in radio at some point in your not so distant past?
Well, you know, actually, I don't think it's not so distant past. I think it's actually very distant past. I came from back in Brazil when I was born and raised in Rio. I came from a radio family. My father used to work in radio stations many years ago. And somehow, I don't remember exactly how I connected to that world. So I used to be a sports play-by-play broadcaster. I worked on that for 5 or 6 years. So I actually travel a lot within Brazil or some international trips. I was able to cover the 1990 World Cup in Italy. It was a great experience, and I have a lot of passion for radio, and I'm very excited to see that despite the technology changes of the world that we live right now, radio is not obsolete. It has reinvented itself. I think there are a lot of opportunities in the future, but it hasn't become obsolete as some people predicted in the past.
Given that experience that you have had behind the mic in radio, what's the one thing that you would tell an advertiser that's still reluctant to use AM and FM, whether it's in Spanish or in English, to reach the multicultural community?
I think that there is one aspect of radio that interests me the most, which is the possibility of a strong connection in the live moment, the opportunity to actually tap in specific moments with live coverage. I know that, you know, everything became live when you go on social media and digital media. The access to information is basically instantaneous, driven by technology. But I think that radio has a kind of a warm effect that sometimes social media cannot provide. I think the DJs that some people don't call DJs anymore, they call influencers. sometimes they have a significant connection with their audience that can be leveraged on a positive way from a brand building, business building standpoint, that sometimes you don't see that in other menus. So immediacy is something that I always loved in radio, and I always look for when I'm looking at radio, either from a personal standpoint as a listener or as a marketer.
Well, that is great commentary, and I just again want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day today to talk to us here at the Hispanic Radio Podcast. I will see you in Los Angeles, and as we close this podcast, just want to mention that the now named Culture Marketing Council, the voice of Hispanic marketing, formerly known as AHA, will be holding its 2018 annual conference June 4th through the 6th at the Loews Hotel in Los Angeles. That's the Hollywood Highland location, for those of you familiar with Los Angeles. So, Isaac, I look forward to seeing you in LA.
Thank you, Adam. I appreciate this time, and I'm looking forward to seeing you and your listeners there.
Okay. And this is copyright 2018 Streamline Publishing. All rights reserved. Have a great day.